Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. We'll take a closer look at the security crisis in Nigeria, where hundreds of school kids were kidnapped last week. Then World Missionary Press shares some encouragement from partners and how to pray for ministry in Africa. That story in just a few moments. But first, for many at a Catholic school in northwest Nigeria, last Friday began a nightmare that hasn't ended yet. Soon after midnight, gunmen abducted 303 students and 12 teachers from the St. Mary's School in Niger State. Since then, 50 students have escaped. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says radical Islam may be a motive behind the attack.
But there's also a business side of it, as they're holding, you know, people ransom in these parts of the world.
But as of Monday, no group had claimed the kidnapping. But attacks by groups like Boko Haram or militant Fulani herdsmen have been happening for decades.
Northern Nigeria, there's so many different things going on. But what people need to understand is that more Christians are killed for their faith in Christ in northern Nigeria than the rest of the world combined.
Kelly says years of lackluster government response comes from the influence held by the Fulani and Hausa people. These majority Muslim people groups number in the tens of millions. But there's another reason that violence in the north is stuck on repeat.
This is an indictment on the 100 million Christians in the south of Nigeria that have not gotten fully involved and engaged in missions in their own country in the north.
It's a hard truth that can change, though. Pray for freedom for those kidnapped and ask God to raise up missionaries from the south, burning with the love of Jesus for the north. Next, Syrian President Ahmed al-Shara recently added his country to a U.S.-led coalition that wants to rid the Middle East of Islamic State fighters. The Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton notes the irony.
A year ago, the man who's now the president of Syria was considered a terrorist and had a $10 million bounty on his head from the U.S. government. This month, he was in the Oval Office meeting with the president of the United States. The big question is, how much has the Syrian president changed?
Believers remain skeptical despite al-Shara's speeches about religious freedom.
Our Syrian Christian brothers and sisters are hearing what's being said in Arabic. And they're concerned about the future. What they're hearing from government troops is, just wait till we get established, then we're coming for you. We have seen attacks on Druze minority. We have seen attacks on Alawites in the last year. And so Christians in Syria are understandably concerned.
Meanwhile, authorities extended a curfew in homes following the weekend murder of a minority couple. While the new bout of sectarian clashes keeps Syria on edge, the instability also presents gospel opportunity.
People are looking for something permanent. They're looking for answers. And so that can be a time when people come to Christ. So let's pray for that.
And finally, Helen Williams with World Missionary Press joined partner Every Home for Christ at the One Africa Conference for a time of encouragement and fellowship. Despite hardship, gospel work is continuing. Williams was touched by the service of one woman who lost her husband just a few months ago.
She came up to me and thanked me for our prayers and hugged me and told me that she's going to continue the work. She's going to do the paperwork and keep the office going. The ministry will take over. They'll provide another director, but she's going to stay with the work. And we have a container in process and a language project in process, and she's going to pick it up.
Williams was also able to meet a coordinator from Angola, for whom she arranged an emergency shipment a few months ago, as well as a new couple who will serve as coordinators in Zambia.
Many of these countries have difficulties in open-air type things, so the written word is extremely valuable. And these people are just serving the Lord. They are definitely the boots on the ground. They are the hands that we give the booklets to, and they take it and they go with it, and they are so grateful.
Please pray for these ministries and praise God for the work going on in Africa. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 invites you to Dare to Believe. It's the inspiring memoir of founder Dr. Terence Ascott. Discover powerful stories of faith under persecution and the remarkable birth of a media ministry now reaching millions across the Middle East. Look for the banner ad to get your free sample chapter at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ms. Kramer.